HSBC and Standard Chartered will be Hong Kong's first licensed stablecoin issuers. The Hong Kong Monetary Authority is expected to grant its first stablecoin issuer licenses to HSBC, Standard Chartered, and crypto exchange, OSL, as early as March 24, according to the South China Morning Post and Bloomberg. The three were selected from 36 formal applicants under the stablecoins ordinance, which took effect in August 2025 and made it illegal to offer unlicensed fiat-referenced stablecoins to retail investors in the city. The first batch is deliberately small. Hong Kong Financial Secretary Paul Chan confirmed in February that the HKMA would issue only a small number of licenses initially. The regulator has repeatedly signaled that the first batch would be tightly controlled, narrowing the pool from 36 applicants to 3 or 4. The selection logic is straightforward. The HKMA prioritized institutions already authorized to issue banknotes in Hong Kong. Only 3 banks hold that privilege: HSBC, Standard Chartered, and Bank of China. 2 of the 3 are now in the first license batch. The regulator views well-capitalized banks as both safer issuers and more effective drivers of mainstream adoption. OSL, the crypto exchange arm of BC Technology Group, is the only non-bank in the reported first batch. Its inclusion signals that the HKMA is willing to license native crypto firms alongside traditional banks, provided they meet the same reserve and compliance standards. Reserve rules that set Hong Kong apart. Hong Kong's framework is one of the strictest globally for stablecoin reserves. Issuers must back tokens exclusively with high-quality liquid assets, the same category of ultra-safe, short-term holdings that central banks require for bank liquidity buffers. The rules also mandate T+1 par redemptions. Holders can redeem at face value within 1 business day. Client asset segregation. Issuer funds and customer funds cannot be commingled. AML/CFT controls. Full anti-money laundering and counterterrorism financing compliance, public reserve disclosures, regular auditable reports on what backs each token. This is stricter than the EU's MiCA framework, which allows a broader range of reserve assets, including bank deposits. It is also stricter than the US Genius Act, which permits a wider set of high-quality liquid assets, including certain government-backed securities. Standard Chartered already has a JV-ready Standard Chartered, is not entering this cold. Its Hong Kong unit formed a joint venture with Animoca Brands, the Web3 gaming and investment firm, and HKT, Hong Kong's largest telecommunications company, specifically to apply for a Hong Kong dollar-backed stablecoin license. The JV participated in the HKMA's Stablecoin Sandbox program in 2024, giving it a head start on compliance and technical integration. HSBC has not publicly disclosed a similar partnership or the currency denomination of its planned stablecoin. Both banks declined to comment on the reports. The HKMA stated it does not comment on market rumors. A $300 billion market with room to grow. The broader stablecoin market now stands at roughly $300 billion. As of March 13, 2026, Citi projects it could grow to between $1.9 trillion and $4 trillion. Hong Kong is positioning itself to capture a share of that growth through regulated bank-issued tokens rather than relying on offshore issuers like Tether. The timing coincides with a global rush by traditional banks into stablecoins. In the U.S., Wells Fargo filed a trademark for WFUSD, and Florida passed the first state-level stablecoin bill, 370. In Singapore, Alibaba backed a stablecoin platform processing $10 billion annually. Hong Kong's approach differs by putting existing banknote issuers at the front of the line, a signal that the HKMA wants stablecoin issuance to look like an extension of the existing monetary system rather than a disruption of it. For crypto card users in Hong Kong and across Asia, bank-issued stablecoins could eventually reduce the friction of loading cards with fiat-pegged tokens. If HSBC or Standard Chartered issue HKD-pegged stablecoins that integrate with existing banking rails, the gap between a traditional bank account and a crypto card balance narrows considerably. What remains unknown? The HKMA has not confirmed the reports, and the number of licenses and timetable had yet to be finalized and remained subject to change. The currency denomination of each bank's planned stablecoin, the technical infrastructure, public chain versus private ledger, and the retail availability timeline are all still undisclosed. Industrial and Commercial Bank of China is among the 36 applicants, but was not named in the first batch. Whether China's largest bank receives a license in a subsequent round will be a significant signal about Beijing's tolerance for Hong Kong's crypto ambitions.